Across the nation, tensions continue to rise over President Trump's immigration crackdown. Yesterday, federal agents shot and wounded two people in Portland, Oregon during a traffic stop.
It came just one day after the fatal shooting of a woman in Minneapolis stoked outrage and anger. And as special correspondent Fred DeSam-Lazaro reports, new cell phone video deepened the debate over ICE's conduct.
That's fine, dude. I'm not mad at you.
New video emerged today showing 37-year-old Renee Nicole Good and her wife just moments before Good was fatally shot in Minneapolis on Wednesday.
You want to come at us? I said go get yourself some lunch, big boy.
It was reportedly taken by the federal agent who fired the shots and showed what happened next. Earlier today, Good's wife released this statement saying prior to being killed, they'd, quote, stopped to support our neighbors. We had whistles, they had guns.
We do have jurisdiction to make this decision that happened in this case where her life was taken in Hennepin County.
Meanwhile, Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty said Minnesota would be conducting its own investigation into the shooting and called on members of the public to send any evidence directly to her office. The move came after federal officials reversed course and shut out state investigators.
It does not matter that it was a federal law enforcement agent. I can say that the ICE officer does not have complete immunity here.
President Trump addressed the investigation this afternoon from the White House.
Do you believe that the FBI should be sharing evidence with state officials in Minnesota?
Well, normally I would, but they're crooked officials. I mean, Minneapolis and Minnesota, what a beautiful place, but it's being destroyed.
This is our city!
More than 1,000 protesters took to the streets here last night, calling for ICE's removal from the city.
Get out of here. We don't want you. You have no right to be here. You're destroying our communities. Just leave.
ICE is tearing us apart. They're making people disappear. They're not following the law. And that's not Minnesota.
Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey also spoke today and pushed back against the notion that the city is unsafe.
50% of the shootings that have happened thus far in Minneapolis this year have been ICE. In other words, we've only had two shootings. One of them has been ICE. We are a safe city. ICE is making it less so.
Protests also erupted in Portland after Border Patrol agents shot and wounded two people on Thursday, a shooting Portland's Mayor Keith Wilson described as reckless.
Today, I want to say clearly that we stand with Minneapolis, we stand with Minnesota, we stand with Chicago, we stand with LA. We stand with every community that is hurting in our nation.
The Department of Homeland Security said the shooting in Portland took place during a targeted vehicle stop and alleged that the targets were undocumented immigrants with ties to a notorious Venezuelan gang. But Portland's police chief, Bob Day, said he had no information on the two people shot.
This is not any way, shape, or form immigration-related on our end. We do not know the facts of this case. We are simply providing that traditional investigative support and perimeter support.
Back in Minneapolis, schools remained closed today, and officials have offered students the option of remote learning through mid-February.
Time to go!
That follows a large confrontation just hours after Wednesday's shooting between immigration enforcement agents and community members outside a South Minneapolis school.
Before I know it, I'm being attacked, pushed, and pulled.
Nicole Lundheim had just arrived to pick up her daughter after school and captured the melee on her phone.
Step up! Step up!
The Department of Homeland Security said agents were chasing a U.S. citizen who impeded their work, and the pursuit ended at the school. It said no students or staff were targeted, but that a man calling himself a teacher assaulted officers. Lundheim recalls the episode very differently.
It almost seemed intentional to linger long enough to create a crowd, to create chaos.
And with reports of immigration enforcement efforts continuing across the Twin Cities today, Lundheim says the level of concern is rising.
So students who are immigrants, students who aren't immigrants, students who have legal standing to be here, but maybe are black or brown, they are afraid because they could become in the crosshairs, because their best friend, their aunt, their uncle, that, you know, family members, like, the fear is visceral.
Fear that may only rise in coming days, as federal officials say they'll re-examine the cases of more than 5,000 refugees living in the state, just the latest move in a widening immigration crackdown here. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Fred DeSam-Lazaro in Minneapolis.